Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're going out to Las Vegas after last night's Democratic debate. Alex Stone was there. Alex, this one got really personal and nasty.
Yeah, really, Dave. Good morning, guys. It was a bruising battle last night. No doubt the campaigns are going to feel a little bit of a debate hangover today. We haven't seen anything like that, at least in this go-around so far in these debates. Democrats are really eating their own, and it was opened up by Elizabeth Warren going for the jugular against Michael Bloomberg in the NBC News debate.
I'd like to talk about who we're running against, a billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg.
Bloomberg got the least amount of speaking time last night in the debate, but he took much of the incoming. Everybody else got to talk more, and a lot of it was about him. At times it sounded like they were going after Donald Trump, but they were blasting Bloomberg. One of those moments was for not releasing his tax return.
We do business all around the world, and we are preparing it. The number of pages will probably be thousands of pages. I can't go to TurboTax.
He says he can't release those right now. Others took heat as well, especially Bernie Sanders, who was leading in the polls. But guys, overall, it was fiery. It was like no other debate, and Democrats do it all over again soon. They debate again next week.
Yeah, so fiery, in fact, that there were a couple times where I believe it was Michael Bloomberg who made mention that, you know, anyone listens to this conversation, if it's played in the general election, President Trump is sure to win, when talking about the money he made, the money Bernie Sanders has made, and kind of going down the stage.
Well, yeah, and a lot of it came last night to who was the wealthiest, who had the most homes. It got very personal, and Bloomberg came back to Sanders saying, well, you've got three homes, and the senator said, well, I've got one in Washington, D.C., one in Vermont, and then, yes, I do have a summer cabin, but he said that that's not a sign of being wealthy. And then they went back and forth on what is wealthy. I talked last night to Aaron Call. He's a director of debates at University of Michigan. He was here watching all of this. And his take on the whole thing was that Bloomberg had a very poor night, looked like a deer in the headlights. Here's what he told me.
You would think if he actually did rehearse the last several weeks, like he claimed, with people pretending to be other candidates, that he'd be better prepared, he would have had better answers, and that was not the case. And so either maybe that didn't happen.
Yeah, he says something went wrong there, that he thought that with all of the practicing, that Bloomberg was going to come in stronger, be ready with liners like we heard from Warren and Klobuchar. Clearly they and Buttigieg had been practicing certain things they wanted to hit. Didn't seem like Bloomberg had done that. He did make arguments, but sometimes seemed like they were a little off the cuff and like he didn't expect them to come. And most of these were expected topics. We knew what they were going to hit just based on the big topics that have been out there. And some of them Bloomberg just didn't seem like he was ready for.
Does this move the meter at all, last night's performance by any of them?
You know, we don't know yet. And in some, whether it be today or tomorrow, once we get some new polling numbers, we'll know if it helps or hurts anybody. Sanders was, he got quite a bit of speaking time last night. He got a lot of hits in there. Will that get him any points? Will it help or hurt when it comes to the Democratic electorate for Bloomberg? That there was some thought that he could only hurt himself last night. Will that actually happen? Will his numbers go down now? People see him as more vulnerable. Will it go the other way? Maybe those listening and watching saw him as very strong last night. His numbers will go up. We'll have to wait and see.
Okay. Well, Alex, thanks for keeping us updated along the way. That's Alex Stone joining us live from Las Vegas, the site of last night's Democratic debate.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! parts.